Everybody, this is Ron Amatron, and boy, we're here again on another wonderful Saturday night, and today is our Lightship Healing, so a Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And let's energize the light beam. So we'll just start that right off the get-go here. So let's bring up the light beam, everybody. And scroll down a little bit on the scroll bar here on BBS Radio. And naturally, our date today is the 8th of December, 2012. And time is moving on, so let's do some energy work tonight, too, a little bit. So we'll go to the light ship probably in about, maybe a half an hour here. So let's energize the light beam. I'll count to 10 to do that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that looks pretty good now. And we'll turn it over to Kathy. We'll see what kind of clearings she might like to have me do tonight. So, Kathy, what do you think we need? Anybody on the chat room or anything?
Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. Yes, Ron. First of all, people are greeting you, and there's some people who haven't been on the fast chat for quite a while saying that they're really glad to be back and looking forward to tonight's extra healing that the light beams provide us when you escort us to the Creation Lightship. And by the way, we should mention that this healing process tonight will only work while we're live on the light ship, as the clearings and healings take place in the moment. And since Ron is our ambassador, we have to go with him live. So we have to say that it won't work on the archives, although you will feel the peaceful energy like you're feeling right now with that energized light being. And you will learn about the Creation Light Ship if you're listening to an archive. But you can't go there without Ron. And so, Ron, this time of the year, I think I'm hearing that people are concerned with the energy around them being courted more, being seen more. I think it's because people are out shopping, or when they are out, there's just a lot more people out doing, you know, the kinds of things we do in December to get ready for whatever we're going to be doing for celebrations. So we were wondering, you know, if some people were thinking that perhaps we could learn a little bit more about some of those courting clearings you have, and even the weekly teleconference that you have on Tuesday nights for a courting release. So those might come in handy, especially right now. I know I enjoy them, but maybe you could tell us a little bit more about the teleconference you have on Tuesday nights for the courting release. What does that take off of us exactly?
It takes off people who maybe have looked at you. You have to realize that people, as you make contact with someone, what are they doing to you? You know, they're looking at you. They might like the way your body looks or something. We'll just keep it very simple here. Your special body parts, we'll say. And they may go, wow, that's really something, you know. And all of a sudden, you get energetically corded and not knowing what's really going on. And you may not even know it until you happen to get older and start having conditions or situations. So we get rid of energetic cordings because, remember, those cordings are taken away your life force energy. And we'll do a courting sample here. So I want everybody to tune into something on their body, some maybe could be their elbow or their neck or their face, teeth or whatever. Find something that people might be attracted to, either negative or positively, okay? So, and we'll go to that location and take away the energy. So here we go. Doing an energetic cording release for that location. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. And just see how your body is feeling, because you may be feeling a little different right now. Okay. So.
So, Ron, will that also clear, for example, okay, that's people see you. How about we're getting more mail in our boxes and our contacts from others. You know, someone had to send a card. They touched it. They wrote our name on it. They thought of us. Will the cord release clear those sorts of things, too?
Yes, it could do that also. It'll be the energy that's connecting to you from other people. And I wonder if we still have sound audio on the telephone line. I have somebody asking me that, so you may wish to maybe BBS can check that
Ron,
out.
Ron, I cannot bring in the conference call. We've had problems with our lines all day. The conference call, the only way they'll be able to listen is through the computer.
Okay. So I will let this person know.
Yeah, okay, they're saying that on the fast chat here.
Okay.
Several are saying they didn't get any sound. All of them are saying it now. They're all asking. Even Ed in Austria is asking. They said they're disconnected. So I'll just reassure them to hold on.
Okay, so
anyway,
any energy, it's just, you know, unfortunate that people do cordings, and that seems to be what happens here. And it's just the way it is. And I don't have any solution to it except, you know, to attempt to do clearings to help you out with that. But everybody cords everybody. So,
well, I'm just trying to apply the healings that you have to make it more, draw more attention to them, or something that's being more drawn to us. So we have to, I think, do a little bit more work on the cording releases, since there's a lot more cords coming at us and coming from us. And it's just because we're caught up in this, the activities of this month. So can you please tell us a little bit about, if we go on the energetic people cording release clearing that's online, will that pretty much work if we do it daily to clear off most of those energies, even though there are extra energies?
Yeah, so let's do something with that. Anything you want to look at in particular? Let's do stress. So let's say that you're under a lot of stress, and people see stress in you, and they kind of cord you because you might be relating to, you know, their stress and your stress. So here we go, releasing that from you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Getting rougher. 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie dokie. So we're going to do a clearing here for energetic cording. And this is maybe Christmas related. And it could be related for stress. So let's just see what it happens here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, I just want to tell the listeners that BBS apologizes. They explained to Ron, while we had no sound, that they had some extensive technical difficulties that they were working on behind the scenes, and apparently they've reconnected, and a few people just posted that they got the sound back. So please do stay with us. We'll be, again, live on Station 2. And so we'll just continue, and we were discussing. Thank you for that stress clearing, Ron. Everyone in the fast chat seemed to be holding on pretty well, so they did great, but Ron was doing a stress clearing while there was no sound, so he just repeated it for us to hear, so you got two stress clearings. That feels pretty released to me.
Yeah. Or anxiety. Here we go,
ahead.
Everybody.
That's
anxiety.
Something.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And let's do a clearing here for people that are not wanting to be touched by other people. So I'm trying to think how I can do that one here as somebody touches and brushes against you.
Getting slimed?
Slime clearing. Here we go. Energetic slime clearing on its way. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, dear. 1, 2, 3. Man, where you guys been? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1. Oh, boy. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke, everybody. We'll see how that's helped you out. And back to you, Kathy.
Oh, that felt good to me, Ron. Not everyone has found the reporting. Some do, some don't. Ron, do you imagine that the dark side loves this time of the year while there's so many people bumping into each other in stores and out in public so we can all get slimed and pick up entities and things like that?
Yeah, I would imagine that everybody is having a feeding frenzy. So let's do one for, I haven't done this for quite a while. This is a mind loop clearing. And the mind loop clearing is designed for people who have the same thoughts over and over again. So if you have that where you keep wondering why you're thinking something, we will help you out with that. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, let's just see what we have any people that want to indicate something here. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, well, right now people are commenting if they have sound or not. Some people are asking for things in the light ship, so maybe we should just keep talking a few minutes, Ron, until some people can, you know, reset or reconnect. Seems to be taking a little time here. So if that's okay with you, I really appreciate that mind loop clearing, because now I find myself hearing holiday music that I've grown up with. It's in the stores, and even if they don't hear, you don't hear the lyrics, you know them anyway. So I keep having those in my head long after I've left the store. So I had that in mind when you did the mind loop clearing. And I hope that I'm free of that, because I really don't want to contain those lyrics within me all the time. So, Ron, are there any keywords that we could clear in preparing for the dark side ascension, the false ascension? There's a natal barcode clearing, and some people were wondering if there were some keywords you could suggest that they could put in that to assist them with, you know, not going through the dark side ascension. Are you muted, Ron?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't have an answer for that one. So.
Oh, about the keywords?
Yeah. I don't know. It depends what the keywords would be what you're being connected to. So what are you doing? You know, are you hearing a dark side ascension through Christmas music? Are you hearing it through channelings? Are you hearing something or reading something? So those would be the keywords that you want to probably get rid of, because you're dealing with energies that are connecting you to darkness. So it's hard to say what I can tell you to do, because there's so much out there that could connect you to that. So I don't really have, you know, a real answer or a keyword. You know, I would definitely do probably something about spending habits or something. They want to probably make you suffer. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, well, that's good suggestions of places to start. Yeah, just what are we being exposed to? What are we listening to? What are we doing? Start there with the keywords. Okay, so Pete from Australia is on the fast chat, and he was asking about timeline crashes for the ascension. If you could give some suggestions for words to put in to help with that, avoiding the dark false ascension. Ron, are you muted? Okay,
yeah,
there you are.
I can't answer what to recommend for people on clearings or what to enter into, because everybody's different. So I have a hard time answering that, because everybody has their own situation. So those questions I can't answer to indicate what people can do. I just can't do that.
Oh, okay. I think he was thinking more of a general thing, like maybe putting in the date we've been hearing about. What about that?
Yeah, you could put the date in for sure. You could even put, if you're born this month, you may want to put your own birth date in. They're connecting to you somehow, some way, and you got to figure out what they're doing as far as either name or date energies. You know, what are you drawn to? What are you connected to? What have your parents brought forth? Remember, they're going to connect you some way energetically. Another way of saying it, let's just say that every Christmas you have an apple pie. So are they going to connect you to an apple pie energy? So you need to kind of look at that, because that could be what they're doing to you.
Okay. So something that you like, something you're familiar with, something you would go to. Okay. So that's why that's why the energetic cord releases came up, I suppose, because people are feeling like they are being corded more than they wanted to be because of this time of the year. And also some people are saying they were a lot more entities than they expected. They feel the entities all around them and on them, and they feel like, you know, they got slime. So some people are thanking you for that, for the slime clearing you did. And Pete from Austria is asking if he can timeline crash. If he says, can we timeline crash Ron's sliming clearing?
I don't know. You could try that. I don't know if it's going to help, because you have to get that clearing to actually get it off of you. By crashing it, you're getting off of one timeline, but the clearing on the website covers all of it, you know, of what you're dealing with, you know, probably on maybe 500 timelines or something. So that's what it's for, is to clean your body off. So picking one timeline or doing 10 or 20 of them may not be as effective as doing the whole clearing that we have on the website.
And then Serena's wondering if there's anything we can do to completely clear out our DNA.
Don't think, and do all the clearings that you can that deal with past thoughts and situations in this lifetime.